And now, joining us by phone, Larry Weber, to tell us more things about birds and whatnots.
Yeah, except that I'm not quite in your backyard. If you look at a map of the Great Lakes, Grand Marais is way over on the western edge, the northwest of Lake Superior. Well, I am even beyond the southeast part of Lake Ontario. I'm speaking to you today from the Adirondack Hills of upstate New York. It's a fascinating place, a fascinating country for those not familiar with it. It's like a giant park. The Adirondacks itself is probably bigger than a few states than there is in the country, and they pretty much leave it alone as a park preserve, and it's just an outstanding place for camping and hiking, and right now for autumn colors, and that's where I happen to be. We've been here for the last few days and planning to stay for several more. I love the hiking in this country, and that's what we'll be doing more of. But a few other comments are worth note. I've been keeping up on the weather in the Duluth area, and it sounds like the dryness has continued.
Mm-hmm.
Temperatures, however, have not been so warm. Matter of fact, the month is going to end pretty close to normal, just a little bit above normal. But the way, way, way below normal in precipitation, less than a quarter of what it normally gets. And that's kind of ironic because we've been running into rain quite a lot. And it's interesting that things that I could never find around home, a good example were the mushrooms. They just kind of disappeared by the time we got to the month of September. It was too dry for them. Well, we've been seeing a lot of them here, and so that's just been a pleasant thing to see. The leaf color here is probably comparable to what you have in northeast Minnesota at this time. I always took hikes in northeast Minnesota in late September to see the outstanding color, and that's pretty much what we have here. A lot of red maples, a lot of sugar maples. They're really doing their job, lots of color now. Now, there's a few kinds of trees here that we don't get back home. A good example is beech, and the beech trees are bright yellow. They're really a spectacular tree. But they don't make it to northeast Minnesota, and then in the midst of all these, there is a rather large conifer called the eastern hemlock, which is very common here and just a spectacular tree, but also does not make it to northeast Minnesota. There is a population of hemlock that go through upper state Michigan and northern Wisconsin and just barely touch into Minnesota around Jay Cook State Park, but they don't make it into the northern part of the state. So it's just kind of a beautiful thing here to be camped among the hemlocks. I noticed your program from Molly. She made references to yellow rump warblers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are here, too. They're migrating through here. And then yesterday, I also noticed a palm warbler. Both of the two are late-season warblers. Lots of robins migrating through, white-throat sparrows, juncos, turkey vultures, all those things we've been seeing. And yesterday, I saw about a couple hundred Canada geese migrating across. Now, pretty much all those sound familiar with what we have at home. The other migrants of note have been monarchs, and this kind of seems kind of late in the season, but yeah, as of a couple of days ago, I still saw some more monarchs migrating. They got a long flight ahead of them, and it's going to start to get cool, but they still keep right on going. And then there is another kind of flower, which I think is interesting. I've been talking a lot in recent weeks about the goldenrods and asters. Well, we have an abundance of asters in northeast Minnesota, close to 10 kinds. If anybody searches hard, you probably find a little bit more. Well, one that is really unusual in northeast Minnesota, though it does show up, is called the New England aster. Well, it turns out to be quite common here, and they're tall, and they're very pronounced purplish-blue. Just a spectacular flower to see. We are in the full moon stage, and the other evening when I was out for a walk after dark, you know, enjoying the moonlight walk, it was a beautiful, beautiful night for a walk, I heard something that I was quite surprised to hear, and that was I heard the call of a true katydid.
Hmm.
A true katydid is what is an insect, kind of like a grasshopper. We've got many katydids in northern Minnesota, but we don't have the true katydid. The true katydid lives in high up in trees, and it makes a three-syllable sound, sort of a kind of noise like that. And that's how that whole group of insects got their name, katydid. Somebody thought that that's what it was saying, katydid. Well, they are mostly a southern insect, and they're extremely common in the south. And when I arrived here a few days ago and heard one calling here, I was quite surprised. Not only was it kind of far north, but it was also quite chilly. Well, the nights have gotten colder since then, and I haven't heard it again. So I think we see a changing of a season going on. And, you know, in a couple of days, we are going to be in the wonderful month of October. So, good luck, and I hope to call you again from somewhere, or you call me somewhere next weekend.
Fabulous. Thanks, Larry. And you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joining us no matter where he is on Saturday mornings, right around 9:30. And Larry, if you haven't tuned in before, he is a retired high school science teacher, twice named Science Teacher of the Year. And he lives in Carlton County on a farm with his wife. And he writes for periodicals and he publishes books on everything from butterflies and spiders to fungi and whatnots. And he travels to talk to a lot of different people about his expertise and still manages to call us on North Shore Weekend. Love that guy.